game of inches. So is football. Because in either game, life or football, the margin for error is so small. I mean, one half a step too late or too early, and you don't quite make it. One half second too slow, too fast, you don't quite catch it. The inches we need are everywhere around us. They're in every break of the game, every minute, every second. On this team, we fight for that inch. On this team, we tear ourselves and everyone else around us to pieces for that inch. We claw with our fingernails for that inch. Because we know when we add up all those inches, that's going to make the difference between winning and losing.
And now, buckle up for the fastest hour in radio. The Dave Weinbaum Show is on the air.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is why us conservatives need to get up off our backs and fight back. We don't need to be yelling and screaming at each other. We don't need CPAC to be banning the Chris Christies of the world or even gays. We need to be together fighting the common cause and getting rid of these socialists who are draining us blind. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. I'm here today with Steve-O. Hi, Steve-O.
Hello.
And Steve-O did a great job. I got stuck in Springfield yesterday at a meeting, a McDonald's meeting, and I wasn't able to come in to do my little stuff like the Al Pacino thing you just heard. And Steve-O did it all by himself, and it sounds great, by the way.
I'm a big kid now.
Oh, well, you know what? You're very reliable, and for that, you probably will earn some Cardinal tickets.
Woo-hoo!
Once the Cardinals, if they get back for the opening before they pick the Pope.
31 days away from
opening
day. Cardinals
have suspended spring training, in case you didn't hear this. This is a newsflash. They're up there at the Vatican trying to pick a Pope. So we're all looking for the white smoke, you know? I mean, Obama's been offered the job, but he refused to step down as the Messiah.
Mm.
You know, so we can't.
Well, that's somebody who knows about blowing smoke.
That's a good one. Yeah. And speaking of that, here's a segue. That's a good one. Sequester this. Apocalypse Now. Or not. That's the name of my column, which I just screwed up. It's on DaveWeinbaum.com, W-E-I-N-B-A-U-M. And if you want to call this show and throw your opinion at me, and by the way, liberals are welcome because we need to convince you guys. I think a lot of them are coming around. Obama's poll numbers went through they dropped through the earth like that sinkhole in Florida. I mean, people are beginning to figure this guy out, even liberals, for goodness sakes. The guy is torturing the liberal press, for goodness sakes. They're yelling at him. They're calling women reporters the C word and the B word. It's just incredible. And we're not talking about, you know, Fox News anymore. We're talking about Woodward, a liberal hero, and these other gals and guys who might say something remotely critical of the president. They're all getting nailed. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. And because you are the first caller, Steve-O will be in later this afternoon to looper your back.
Ooh.
What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, Dave, this is Don, Tea Party.
Hey, Don, what's going on, baby?
Not much. I guess you heard of what DOR is doing.
DOR, Department of what?
Revenue.
Oh, wait a minute. Yes. I did, but you're going to have to remind me because I had it on my website even. And, you know, I think my mind's starting to go a little bit, but, you know, I'm pretty good otherwise. Go ahead and tell us.
When you go in to apply for concealed carry, they're going to want your birth certificate, your Social Security numbers, and they'll scan it into the system and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, no, they'll share that with other agencies of the government. Isn't that correct? In other words...
Well, they're saying they're not going to, but you know better than that.
Oh, of course. So why do they need to do it?
Well,
you know,
you need to remind everybody to call their representatives, their senators in the state capitol here in Missouri, and tell them to support the Tom Hurst bill that makes this criminal offense. And it's already against the law for them to do that.
Yeah, I mean, it's anti-constitutional. You know, that thou shall not impinge upon our right to have weapons. I mean, how clear could that be? That's an impingement, and it's anti-constitutional.
Okay, listen, I got to get out of here.
All right, Don, hey, thanks for the call, and Steve will be up there later to loofer your back. He was looking at for something a little bit more appealing, but, you know, I'm sure Don's got a nice back. Anyway. Here's the irony. Here is the irony of this. Of this sequester thing, this gamble by the president that everybody loves him so much after the election that he could do anything he wanted to do. How obvious was it to everyone that, first of all, the sequester is his idea. So how obvious was it for everyone to know that he used this to try to destroy the Republican Party, to completely demolish them in the 2014 elections to get his way? All right. Now, the reason he ran so hard against Romney and the reason he wanted to win so badly against him was that he wanted to take credit. He wanted to be the one to take credit for the recovery of the economy. Okay, he wanted it to be him. But with the sequester thing going, and nobody thought this thing was going to actually come to fruition. They thought they'd make a deal somewhere along the line, right?
You would assume.
Well, yeah. And so what happens is Obama's out there, you know, with all the sycophants telling us with the terrible things that are going to happen. The airplanes aren't going to run right there. You're going to be waiting for hours and hours there. You know, I mean, just nutty, terrible things. They're going to have to lay off thousands of teachers. And, you know, janitors aren't going to get paid anymore. All this stuff, and it's all the Republicans' fault because they won't make a deal. They're just trying to protect them rich people. That's why. Okay? So Obama's out there telling everybody this garbage, and you know, Boehner, for a change, got it right. Says, you know, get those Senate. I mean, we passed bills. We already gave you your big tax increase. And by the way, it wasn't just on the rich. Okay? You know who felt it the most, Steve-O?
Me?
You're darn right. You saw it in your paycheck.
Absolutely.
They took away that payroll deduction or whatever it was,
and
you got nailed, okay? Most rich guys, they don't notice that, all right? But you got nailed, and as a percentage of your wages compared to a rich guy,
a lot, considerably.
It hurts.
Yeah.
I mean, Walmart's sucking wind because, you know, they do a lot of business with people who are
ham and eggers like me,
middle class. All right, no, I go there too. I mean, and I'm not, you know, I don't know, but still, he's hurting everybody. And with the Obamacare law, you've got 13 new taxes just this year on the middle class, and believe me, more's a coming. Okay, because this is a system they cannot afford. I'm going to tell you something. I sat in a seminar yesterday about Obamacare and how we're going to deal with it as a business. It is going to be a cluster. I mean, it's going to be, and we're just getting into it. We're just, I brought this up. I said, this is only the tip of the iceberg, isn't it? He said, yeah, because they haven't even brought out a lot of stuff. So we don't know what's going to hit us here. And I asked the question. I said, you know, you're going to have these, what do you call these things that you, things that people will apply to for Obamacare? I forget what you call them, but these outlets that if you don't get it through your job, you can get it through these exchanges.
Oh, there you go.
Exchanges,
yeah,
all right?
Different.
So I'm saying there's, you know, about half the states will not have refused to put in the exchanges, which the Supreme Court has approved of. So that leaves it up to the federal government. You think those people by this October are going to have exchanges set up in all the states? It ain't going to happen. I can guarantee you it's not going to happen, or it's going to be so sloppy and so ridiculous, it's going to be incredible. So, I mean, this Obamacare, the more and more we get into it, the implementation of it, I mean, this guy can't govern. He can get these ideas passed, but he can't govern. You know, there's nothing he does that can be considered governing, except that now he's found out that he's in trouble. He's in trouble, so now he's meeting with the Republicans, all right? Now, going back, by the way, if you want to call the show, it's 364-0800 or...
Star KTTR from your AT&T wireless phone.
Going back to the fact that he wanted to take credit for the recovery, all right? So the sequester happens, and all these horrible things, all these terrible things that he predicted Didn't happen. Okay? So now what happens is Tuesday, the first Tuesday after the Friday of March the 1st, the stock market makes a record. And it repeats itself for the next 2 days, and it looks like it's going to do it today, too. Okay? And Obama can't take credit for it. Oh, my God. Because it was supposed to be a disaster. Markets were supposed to plunge. Skies were going to fall. This guy was, he was less optimistic than Chicken Little. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Fred Raw.
Hi, Fred. What's going on, man?
Hey, I heard last night on the news that Peter Kinder is fighting to keep our concealed and carry licenses private. They're trying to, somebody in the state or someone is trying to turn them over to Homeland Security on the federal side.
Yeah, that we just had a call about that. We had about the Department of Revenue trying to do that. So thank you for the call, Fred. I appreciate that. We have another caller. Hi there. Welcome to Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Bill calling from St. James.
Hi, Bill.
Dave.
I'm good. How are you?
Smile on my face, strong in my heart, worry on my mind. Hey, how do we, you know, John Boehner just went and he had a perfect opportunity to totally defund Obamacare and the continuing resolution, which would have been really, really great. And yet he goes against everything that he speaks and goes ahead and funds it. How do we control that? What are we supposed to do as conservatives? Because we can't vote for the guy. And yet, you know, he controls the purse strings and doesn't really put his money where his mouth is.
Well, the worst thing we can have, by the way, is non-support of even the rhinos. I mean, as terrible as they are, who would you rather have, a Democrat or a rhino? I know they're similar, but every once in a while a rhino gets, you know, something caught in his rump and has to stand up, you know? So, I don't know. I haven't analyzed that. It would have torn down the whole government spending for everything. And maybe that's what that, you know, I really have not examined that enough to, and I did read about it this morning, but the Republicans in the House, not all of them, did vote in the Obamacare funding. So your point's well taken.
Right. Speaking of the rhinos, Dave, we have Lindsey Graham and John McCain going against everything that Rand Paul did and stood for, which I thought was fabulous for Rand Paul, and I thought was terrible for the Republican Party.
Yeah, here's a guy that finally had the kahunas to make Eric Holder. He made Eric Holder in that 13-hour filibuster. He made him write a letter that said, no, the president cannot order someone to be killed without due process. Okay? And they were stumbling and fumbling around. I mean, it was incredible. And you're right. Lindsey Graham, what are they, jealous or something? Lindsey Graham and John McCain? God, get out of the, retire. Time to get out. Okay? That's my opinion.
And how are you supposed to take your point and support even the rhinos when they do something as...
Because it's better than, it's still better than the Democrats.
Well,
it's like, I mean, Romney. I mean, what, was he a really great conservative? Oh, heck no. Was he better than what we got now? Yes, because a can of soup is better than what we got now, okay? You give me a can of tomato soup, and it would govern the country better than the person that's in there right now.
I totally agree.
All right, buddy, you have a good weekend. On that note, am I starting to rant a little bit or what?
Can we make a chicken noodle instead, though? I like
sure
it.
Sure we can.
Okay.
Chicken noodle, yeah, chicken noodle, a little chicken fat, you know, make the colds go away.
Yeah.
Hi there, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show.
Morning, Dave Weinbaum. This is Randy St. James.
Randy?
And I want to swing things to a little bit more local, if that's okay. I would urge everybody to support House Bill 511 and House Bill 512. Go online to showmecannabis.com, and there's links to your representative to support these bills. They're for the decriminalization of marijuana, and so people will not have the rest of their lives ruined because they got caught with a small amount of marijuana.
Okay, so are you in Colorado or you're in St. James?
No, I'm St. James.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks for the pro-weed comments.
Okay.
You have a good weekend. Thank you very much.
Sure.
And if you want to give your opinion about anything, of course it has to be clean because I am still on double secret probation. Ooh. And I have been for the 6 years I've been running this show.
That's been a pretty long tenure for you.
Yeah. I mean, you know how tough that is for a potty mouth like me?
Well, you got to watch P's and Q's, yeah. Well,
yeah, anyways, you want to call the show, 364-0800. Wait a minute.
Huh?
Wait a minute. That clock's got to be wrong, because it's got to be only like 10 after.
It is 20.
I don't believe you.
1 after.
Well, this is the fastest show. You're not lying. This is the fastest show on radio. All right, I got to take a break, and I've got plenty of stuff more. I mean, Arkansas abortion bill. You won't believe what's going on there, and the drones. We got to talk about the drones, and we got to talk about Bin Laden's son-in-law. Anyways, this is KTTR News Radio, 99.7 FM, 1490 AM.
No!
Now, does that sound like you trying to fix your own electrical problems? Well, if it does, it's time to call ABG Industrial. ABG has qualified, certified, and insured technicians who specialize in commercial and industrial electric, from new construction to lot lighting maintenance. So remember, if it's commercial electrical work that you need done by people you can trust, call ABG Industrial, 578-7451. ABG Electrical Contractor, where electrical work is simple as ABG.
Honey, did you...
What?
Maybe if you would fix this darn bumpy driveway, you could actually hear me.
Oh, it's not that bad.
Really?
It's just too expensive.
Not if you call Melrose Asphalt. They offer lots of discounts like free estimates, customer referral discounts, military, neighborhood, and senior citizen discounts.
Sounds like you've been doing your homework.
Well, someone has to keep this together around here.
Okay, what's the number?
364-9101.
Okay, 364-9101.
Hi, this is Matt from Matt's Steakhouse. Come pick out a good wine, enjoy a great steak, raise a glass, and celebrate with friends and family. Did you know that Missouri is home to more than 90 wineries? Our new retail wine space will feature many of these great Missouri wines. Enjoy a bottle with dinner, take a bottle home, or purchase a gift for a friend. Whatever your wine needs, we've got you covered. Stop by and see us at Matt's Steakhouse, exit 189 off of I-44, 573-364-1220.
Warm up with a spicy chicken sandwich from McDonald's. Spicy, golden, crispy chicken patty with lettuce and mayo on a toasted bun. It's sure to please. And don't forget to try the new poppable Fish McBites. Delicious, mouth-watering, tender, bite-sized fish in 10, 15, and 30 piece. Get them now before they're gone. And kids, Ronald McDonald will be at the St. Patrick's Day Parade March 16th, and then at the Kings Highway Raleigh location right after the parade. So be sure and come out to meet him. Locations in St. James, St. Robert, Waynesville, and 2 in Raleigh.
We have to go out and find conservative candidates. We have to find the Sarah Palin, Marco Rubio kind of candidate that's going to tell it like it is, but not berate anybody because they happen to be a liberal. We have to convince people that are on welfare that this is no way to live. This is not the American dream. You're in a form of slavery, and that you should try to get a job. You should try to pull yourself up. Maybe that stuff about me being this victim was not true. I can do this. I can control my life. I don't need the government to take care of me. I think it's important that people be able to realize what the American dream is, because we're losing it out there. And we can't afford too many elections like the last one and the one before that, before this country and the American dream becomes a failed memory. That was based on last week's column that I wrote, If We Could Talk to the Liberals. And we cannot give the liberals the backs of our hands. There are a lot of them out there that will listen. Not everyone. No, we're not going to get everybody. You never, if you're a salesperson, you know you're going to get some no's. Okay, you accept that, but you keep on going. You don't quit. You don't do what Romney did and give the back of the hand to 47% of the country.
But you have 100% of the sales you don't ask for.
You got it, man. I just had a talk with your sales group, besides them tying up my lines last week in my, here on the show. I said, how many you sell? Well, we went to him. I said, wait a minute. These are just renewals. Well, yeah. I said, well, how about getting somebody new in here, for goodness sake? You know, it's a great show. I'm going to make this show the most profitable show in this per hour. Now, I realize I'm not going to beat Morning Mayor.
Uh-huh.
But we got to make, I mean, if you want to advertise on the show, call 364-2525
and ask for Mike Thompson,
all right?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, maybe Mike will turn it. You've got two gorgeous salespeople there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. Tanya, what's the other girl's name?
I don't know which one you're talking about.
You know, the one that sits across from her.
Anna.
And Anna. We have Tanya and Anna.
Good-looking group upstairs.
My goodness, they're good-looking. Holy cow. Anyways, if you want to call the show, it's 364-0800 or...
RKTTR on your AT&T wireless phone.
And here we have another caller. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Mike, and I am from way east of Salem out here in the middle of nowhere.
You're in the middle of nowhere. Okay, I like that. How do you spell middle of nowhere? Okay, go ahead.
Well, we're so far out, you gotta go towards town to go deer hunting.
Nice. That's a good one right there. That's a joke of the day right there.
There's a lot of radio time. I like this radio station, and the main reason I listen to it is for some of its programming. But they waste a lot of available time during Sean Hannity. They run the same PSA for almost a year. If you listen to Sean, you see what I'm talking about.
Okay, but you know, what does it have to do with current events?
Well, and a lot of those are fed through Sean's line, so keep that in mind, too.
Yeah, but it's such a waste.
Well, you need to call Sean and tell him.
Yeah. What Sean said.
It's not local content.
Do you have any comments on the current political state of our country, or are you just going to complain about KTTR KZN on my show?
Okay, comments about our political state, going on.
You sure you want to collect your thoughts, maybe call back or what?
No, sequester.
Yes, very good.
Torpedoes full speed ahead.
Okay, good. Thank you for your comments, sir. And say hello to all the deer and the elk and the antelope out there and the news out there in St. James Land, which is apparently about 1,500 miles west of St. James, actually.
Out by Salem, he said, yeah.
Oh, out by Salem, right. Mm-hmm. All right, thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Have a good weekend. And if you want to call the show without any complaints about Sean Hannity, this is a Dave Weinbaum show, by the way, okay? Kiss my rear end with Sean Hannity. You know, he's got his own deal, and I got mine, all right? Yeah, and his deal's a little bigger than mine.
Plenty to complain about right here.
Yeah, exactly. You can complain about my stuff, all right? You know, I pay big money for this show, okay? It's 364-0800 or
star KTTR from your AT&T wireless phone.
Okay, so we got the ridiculous situation of Obama closing the White House for our youths for their tours. He just shut the little and then this ridiculous Jay Carney, who is a complete total idiot out there, saying, "Well, it's either that or we have to pick between the orphans and the damaged kids. What are we gonna do?" Oh my God, these guys are idiots. Okay, so here, you want a few tips on how to maybe save some money? Well, first of all, people are going to contribute $18,000. Which is $18,000 a week to keep the White House open, so the youths coming out of Kansas and Missouri and all the flyover states, as they call them, can go see the White House, okay, and, you know, make this a memorable thing. $18,000, it's nothing. $18,000 a week, all right, ridiculous. Okay, I mean, what a selfish, whiny tyrant we've got up there. I mean, I'm sorry, but liberals tell me, is this not a whiny, selfish thing to do? And they released illegal immigrants did they release because of this? 2,000 between 2,000 and 10,000 people were in jail, and they're telling us because of the sequester they had to release them. What an outrage! I mean, I'm pretty sure that's an impeachable offense. Okay, if they can trace it back to Obama. Anyhow, here's some tips that you can have President Obama that will help us. Instead of playing golf with Tiger, which cost us, you know, a couple of million bucks.
Mm-hmm.
Play golf at your local public course with the Orfs, okay? Old, retired, flatulent, challenged, okay? If you want to go there. See, notice how I protected myself.
Yeah, that was nice.
That was a pretty good deal right there. All right, now turn in your keys to Air Force One and Air Force Two.
There you go.
I mean, here you go. You're flying, you're flying to Florida while your wife she's out there flying to Aspen. I mean, how much money are you wasting? Okay, we need to, we absolutely, since you brought up the money situation, and by the way, you opened the door, Mr. President, not us. Congress should have investigations and hearings about what you're spending compared to other presidents during a time when you say it's horrible, it's terrible, we have to cut our spending, you know, during the sequester and all that, because now we have no money. And by the way, the sequester spends 2% more this year than last year. It's still an increase. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. Maybe you can help us solve this puzzle. Welcome to the show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name's David. I'm a truck driver.
Hey, what's happening, man?
Hey, not much. The state of the economy, I just want to make a comment on our energy policy. You know, we're always talking about not relying on foreign oil and all this, but we have all this hydrogen technology that they're not using, and they won't give people the patents to use those technologies.
Who won't give them the patents?
The patent officers.
The who?
The patent office. Will not
oh, the patent
people,
office. Why not?
Won't give people the patents for these hydrogen technologies that are out there.
Okay, but do you know that if we had the pipeline put in, even with the old oil situation, that we would be completely independent of a need to import oil in about 5, 6, 10 years? Do you know that?
Well, I know that, but if we initiate our hydrogen technologies that are out there, we could be totally independent of oil, period.
Okay, well, you know, maybe. I mean, you might be right, but you know what? They haven't done it with wind or solar. They haven't done it with these electric cars. It hasn't been done. Nobody wants them, all right? But so that's fine. I say do it all, you know, but nothing's been better so far than oil, maybe even natural gas. They could do natural gas. Natural gas is really cheap, but everyone would have to change their engines and things like that.
I just know there's hydrogen technologies out there that people have invented that you just pour water into a cylinder and you take off and drive down the road.
Well,
and the U.S. patent officers will not give these people patents, and I understand why, because it's going to cost the oil industry, you know, all the money that they're making. It's going to cost a lot of people their jobs.
Well, start it somewhere else then. Start it internationally.
If you're going green, you can't get any greener than you know, pouring oxygen out your tailpipe.
Okay, well, listen, I want to thank you for the call. It's a very interesting call, and I wish you the best of luck driving down that road, man. Coming to visit us at Love's there in the McDonald's, okay, pal? Thank you. Thank you. How do you say over and out?
Over and out.
Over and out, that's
10-4.
It? 10-4? I was going to ask him what his 10-20 was. Oh. Remember that, the CBs?
Hell yeah.
Hey, our pig pen, this is Rubber Duck. We got ourselves a
oh, boy.
I'm going to play some Merle Haggard for him, talking about the...
That was cool. You know, he was high on hydrogen.
When a gasoline car burns water and...
Yeah, anyway.
Well, there's a big brown cloud in the city. The price of life is too high to give up. Gotta come down again. One loud war is over and done, and the dream of peace comes true. I'll be tracking free, bubble up, rainbow stew.
That's why I love Tebow, man. I tell you what, he's out here, he's doing stuff, and he's great stuff. Anyways, thank you very much for Steve-O, but I have a caller, I know, and I'll take the call. Hi there, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Mark in Raleigh.
Hey, Mark, what's up?
Hey, Osama bin Laden's son-in-law has been captured, and he's being tried in New York City in federal court.
I know.
What's the exception to the rule there about all the other people at Gitmo?
Beats me. I don't know. I mean, he ought to be in Gitmo. I mean, he's going to get lawyered up. He ain't going to say anything more. Maybe they think they have enough information from him. But even so, you know, most of the information that they can try him on could probably be classified information, which is not usable in a court of law, but would be usable in a tribunal at Gitmo. So you tell me what they're doing. I mean, this is your Obama administration. By the way, he said he was going to close Gitmo 2 or 3 years ago, still open. So why this guy now is going to be tried in New York in court? And what happens if he gets acquitted? Where does he go? Is he just released out there in New York? The second, like the big propagandist, the son-in-law of Osama bin Laden.
He has celebrity status.
What?
You know.
Well, so did Obama. So, I mean, these guys are nuts. These guys who are in charge are nuts. They either want to kill him with a drone or bring him to court in downtown New York, just a mile or so away from the Twin Towers. These are enemy combatants. What's wrong with you people?
That's right. I had to get your comment on it. Thank you.
Okay, Mark, you take care. If you want to call the show and be a star, 364-0800 or
star KTTR from your AT&T wireless phones.
So here's some other tips for Obama if he really wants to help out. You know what? If you have to call Beyonce, call or collect, okay? Call or collect. That's all there is to it. Call or collect. All right? Stop the $50 million in new uniforms to TSA. What, they got to look better so they can follow you? I mean, it's got to, I mean, you have to, they have to be more attractive. What is that?
Yeah, it's first impressions. You know, you get, you know,
$50 million, come on.
Bum grope, man.
This guy's worried about $18,000. He closes the White House over an $18,000 charge at the same time, $50 million. And wait. John Kerry's over there in Egypt. Signs over $190 million to these people who hate our guts. They hate Israel. They're probably close to breaking the treaty with Israel, the 30-year-plus treaty with Israel. They hate our guts. They hate Jews. They hate Christians. The Muslim Brotherhood. And we just signed over a check, $190 million. You know? And this is a sequester time. Come
you know,
on.
When my money gets tight, charitable contributions go down.
By the way, that is your money.
Well, that
is my money, too. That is our money that they signed over.
I'm talking my personal budget, which isn't allowed to be signed off on.
I know. These guys are incredible. Anyhow, and I said, what else do I have here? Oh, have the government, you know, here's the thing. You got to connect the dots. I know this is my next article next week. I'm connecting the dots between everything that's going on in this administration. From the April 16th, 2009 warning from Big Sis Janet Napolitano, head of Homeland Security, that the returning veterans from Iraq and Afghanistan were a potential terrorist threat. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, there's one little dot there, okay? Then you had before that, even before he was elected, July 2nd, 2008, Obama claiming we needed a civilian force just as strong, just as well-armed, just as well-financed, just as well-manned as our regular armed forces. That's a civilian force inside the United States. And then you have our government over the last 4 years, 5 years, been buying ammo. 2 billion hollow point bullets. 2 billion. And this just came out. Over 2,700 tanks that are going to go in the country. I mean, what are they preparing us for? And then you've got the drone issue. You've got Rand Paul had the chutzpah to get up there and challenge this. And Gramsci and McCain shouted him down. These guys need to go, by the way. They're old and stupid. Old and stupid. Don't you have a clue as to what's going on? Aren't you up there? I mean, they're really... I knew a guy who was friends with John McCain. He was a fellow McDonald's operator from Phoenix. And his name was Mac, by the way. And I can't go any further than that because I can't remember. But we served on national advertising together. He told me about it. He'd have lunch with McCain every once in a while. And he just told the guy, he says, you know what? You're dumber than sin. What's wrong with you? He is. He's dumb. I mean, if you guys ever want to get an education, go talk to our politicians sometime. I hate to tell you this. I mean, there's a few bright ones. But most of them are rock bottom stupid. They don't have a clue. All right? Anyhow. All right. Oh, I'm sorry, caller. See, I got on a rant, and Steve-O didn't stop me. And It's my fault. I'll take responsibility.
It's like Belushi.
If you're still on, I apologize. I apologize. Steve-O will also come by and loofer your back as well. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Jerry from Rolla.
Hi, Jerry.
Basically, I'm talking about the 6 aircraft carriers that are tied up in Northport, Virginia, doing nothing.
Excellent point.
And the other... aircraft carriers that are tied up on the West Coast doing nothing, which means Pearl Harbor, too.
Yeah, you know, that's an excellent point. They're all bunched together. I mean, it's a one-bomb operation to wipe out our entire carrier fleet.
Well, not only that, each carrier has a group of ships with it and a submarine. And so each carrier has an attack group of 6 to 8 additional ships plus one submarine.
Chinese and the Russians got to be licking their lips. And, oh, my God, what an opportunity.
Exactly.
You know?
And they're not refueling, not doing nothing. And since World War II, there's never been more than one carrier in dock at a time because of that.
Another dot to be connected. All right? Thank you so much. Great call. And, you know, if you want to call the show, it's 364-0800, but I still got plenty left. I mean, I'm hardly breaking the surface here. We probably need to talk a little bit more about Rand Paul. I got O'Reilly's epiphany, you know. He actually almost beat up Alan Colmes on television. And you know why he's frustrated? He's frustrated his own stupidity for believing that Barack Obama is a nice guy and giving him all the slack all these years and finally figuring out, after 5 years of this guy, that this guy's not such a nice guy, okay? Anyways, we're going to be back soon. The number here is 364-0800 or
star KTTR on your AT&T wireless
phone. This is the Dave Weinbaum Show, KTTR News Radio, 99.7 FM, 1490 AM.
Spicy chicken sandwich from McDonald's. Spicy golden crispy chicken patty with lettuce and mayo on a toasted bun. It's sure to please. And don't forget to try the new poppable Fish McBites. Delicious, mouth-watering, tender, bite-sized fish in 10, 15, and 30 piece. Get them now before they're gone. And kids, Ronald McDonald will be at the St. Patrick's Day Parade March 16th and then at the Kings Highway Rolla location right after the parade. So be sure and come out to meet him. Locations in St. James, St. Robert, Waynesville, and two in Rolla.
Honey, did you...
What?
Maybe if you would fix this darn bumpy driveway, you could actually hear me.
Oh, it's not that bad.
Really?
It's just too expensive.
Not if you call Melrose Asphalt. They offer lots of discounts like free estimates, customer referral discounts, military, neighborhood, and senior citizen discounts.
Sounds like you've been doing your homework.
Well, someone has to keep this together around here.
Okay, what's the number?
364-9101.
Okay, 364-9101.
Sometimes you're just too busy to do the laundry. Or, well, you just don't want to. Either way is fine by Forum Cleaners. Just bring them your clothes and household items, or you can drop them off at one of their easy drop locations at Studio K in St. James or Hay Shoe Store in Cuba. Forum Cleaners accepts all major credit cards, and they offer same-day cleaning, alterations, and they can clean items such as wedding gowns, band and choir uniforms, and they're also agents of Ram Leather Care of St. Louis for all your leather cleaning needs. Call Forum Cleaners today at 364-1114 and leave the cleaning to them.
Being away from home for whatever reason can sometimes be a bit uncomfortable. The Rustic Motel in Rolla wants to be your home away from home. With their special and affordable rates starting at just $35.99 for a single, to their weekly rates as low as $169.95, and special amenities like free Wi-Fi, cable with HBO, microwaves and refrigerators in every room, you are sure to find the comfort you need. At the Rustic Motel, you will always be treated like family in their home. The Rustic Motel, located on South Bishop next to Sonic in Rolla, or call 573-364-6900.
Think back. Remember the 1990s, the bull market, when making money seemed easy, maybe too easy? As the great stock market bubble slowly deflates, investors are being forced to relearn an old but important lesson. Making and keeping money isn't easy. It really starts with knowledge. Quite simply, investment success requires superior knowledge. But knowledge is neither cheap nor easy to come by. That's where we at Lindbergh Capital Management can help. As a registered investment advisor, we've spent years in a highly focused but dogged research effort to determine what works in financial markets, what doesn't, and why. When it comes to investing, we bring to bear the power of this considerable knowledge and experience. So if you're ready to work with an investment advisor that's done its homework, give us a call. That's Lindbergh Capital Management at 314-416-0055. For a no-obligation appointment, take a few minutes. Call 314-416-0055. At Lindbergh Capital Management, we put our knowledge to work for you.
Since Roe v. Wade back in, I believe, 73, there's been approximately 55 million abortions in this country. Think about that. 55 million children were murdered in this country, but they all go crazy if there's a Sandy Hook. They want to use that to take away your Second Amendment rights. Think of the hypocrisy of that. 55 million children torn apart and thrown into the waste can purposely. And then they want to take away your gun rights. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. You know, think about that. And it's the liberals that want this done. They call it pro-choice, but it's in 99.9% of the time, it's about convenience. Oh, I got pregnant, so I don't want to take care of the kid. We're going to kill it. And there's a lot of excuses, well, he wouldn't grow up well and all this crap. They're just too lazy to take care of the kid. They don't want to pay the consequences of having sex. So I'm going to the Pregnancy Resource Center's fundraiser. I believe it's on the 21st, and there might be tickets available. And they gave me a table. Yeah, I'm a table captain, right? So I kind of issued it late. The invitation is late. It took me 5 hours to fill my table.
Mm-hmm.
Just emailing people. You didn't have to call anybody.
Right.
5 hours, and I got waiting lists now on my table.
Nice.
So there's a lot of people interested in this, and it's the Daltons. I don't have their phone number handy, but it's a PRC Pregnancy Resource Center, and you ought to look into it if you believe abortion, for the most part, is wrong, and we're not talking about the woman's health or even rape for that matter. I'm not an expert. All I know is 99.9% of these kids are murdered because they are considered to be an inconvenience, and that's not why we want to eliminate anybody. All right. Well, maybe there's a few people, but they're grown up already. So, anyways,
are you gonna wear a captain's hat or an outfit like Captain Steubing as a table captain?
I don't think so. I might be wearing my hat with my hair in it, though. You know, I might stun some people with that.
Good luck.
What do you think?
I think it's a good.
I'll be wearing this hat from about 12 to 1 at McDonald's in my drive-thru.
Oh, good.
With my big old Ronald hand and finger. My job is to direct traffic and drive-thru.
Very nice.
And I absolutely love it, all right?
Friday,
I mean, I see all my customers
McBikes
coming in and out, and it's Friday. It's got the Fish McBikes. I shouldn't give myself plugs like that because, you know, come on. I mean, got plenty of great sponsors on this show, and we're going to have a lot more. I guarantee you that. They're going to have to push us to 2 hours. So if you're out there, this is a hot show. I know it because of all the callers we get, okay? There's no doubt in my mind that this is a hot show and that we have good ratings, although you wouldn't think the hour is appropriate for radio ratings, would you?
Well,
this is sort of like a giveaway hour, right?
No,
I got fraternity houses listening to me, for goodness sake.
I
got youth listening to me.
What
I got
a youth.
That's a youth. That's a New Yorkism.
Uh-huh.
New Yorkism? All right, that's a youth. Anyways, if you want to call the show, 364-0800 or...
Star KTTR from the AT&T wireless phones.
So Riley starts yelling and screaming at Alan Combs the other night. And by the way, it's on DaveWeinbaum.com. Starts screaming at this guy like, I mean, red, and like he's going to come over there and jump over the table and strangle the guy. And you know what he's really mad at? He's projecting. He's projecting the fact that he kept saying, well, Obama's a nice guy, but blah, 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 blah. You know, he's not a nice guy. Okay? Riley figured that out because he finally figured out Obama was lying, and the guy's got, you know, all Combs was doing was just repeating what Obama said. All right? He's not cutting anything. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Chris from Rolla.
Hi, Chris. What's up?
No, long time no talk to you.
Give me what you got.
Y'all know Obama's a lying piece of trash. But I need to ask you this one question. And this is a rumor I've heard.
You keep me out of the air now. Come on. Don't get me kicked off.
No, I'm not trying to kick you off.
Okay, go ahead.
But what's this rumor I've heard that the U.S. military has quit recruiting?
Is what?
The U.S. military has quit recruiting.
I don't know about that.
Well, that's a rumor I've heard over.
Well, look it up on the internet. If that's happening, you could find some kind of link on the internet, and then call me back next week, okay?
No,
I haven't heard it, so.
It's something I heard on a radio show one day.
All right, well, Google it. You can Google anything. Anyways, thanks for the call. You have a great weekend.
Yep.
And we have another caller. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
His name is Al from St. Robert.
Hey, Al, what's going on?
Good, how you doing? This is my first time listening to your show, and it's really, really good.
Hey, thanks. Appreciate that, Al.
But I wanted to give an input on everything that's going on. Today, after 5 o'clock, I don't know if you know what tuition assistance is. It's what helps the military to go to school.
You know what? I'm having trouble understanding. Can you...
Tuition assistance.
Tuition assistance from the government?
Yeah, that helps the military to go to school.
Yeah, okay, the military, okay.
Today after 5 o'clock in the afternoon is no longer in effect.
Now that's garbage. Okay.
And here we're going to go and spend $50 million on trying to fix one of the monuments in Washington.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Well, this is what Obama made this stuff up. the Republicans stupidly signed onto it because they both said, well, we're not going to have to, you know, it's never happened because it's too draconian. All right? But the Republicans figured this out and put two bills in there to make it flexible so that the president could decide where to not spend this money. Okay? And there's so much waste and fraud that he didn't have to hurt anybody, but he said he would. He said not only is he against it, but if they passed a bill like that, he'd veto it. So, Al, I'm very sorry about your situation, but he did all this so he could point a finger at the Republicans. All right?
I do agree with you.
All right, buddy. You hang in there, all right? It'll go away soon. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Craig from Bell. I have two brief questions that I'd like to pose to you and your listeners, and maybe on a somewhat weekly basis because it's an ongoing thought process. How do we get people who are relatively comfortable and apathetic to believe the dots that are so easy to draw a line through? And secondly, if and when such things as drones and civilian forces and 2,700 tanks are to start rolling through the heartland of America, do we have organization as communities, decentralized, or do we all scatter to the woods as individuals? What are we going to do when this occurs? Do people side on the, do they say, okay, I'm siding with the government because they got the power, or do we have a conscience and say, oh, we need to survive as a group and we need to resist this and change power? Those are two big questions.
Those are great questions. You know, those are great questions. To answer the second question first, I don't know. I mean, first of all, we need a Congress that's going to investigate this stuff. Second, that would be the first inclination. But, you know, we can't let them take away our guns. You know, that's the other dot here. You got Obama is quoted as saying before he was in office that people should not be allowed to own guns. Plain and simple, all right?
And that is a big dot, and it's one that, but you can present that to people who are relatively comfortable in their day-to-day life who will dismiss that as if they don't want to know it.
I know that. I know that. But you know what, Craig? You still got to keep trying, and you still can't give these people the back of your hands. You got to do it on social media like you're doing right now. You call the radio show. You ask for my advice, I'm giving it, okay? Selling ain't easy. And you never know when you make the sale, okay? It could be you could get a guy telling you, you're full of it, get away from me, and a day, a year, whenever it is, he changes his mind, okay? But you've planted the, you got to plant these seeds, all right? Some of them are going to take, some of them are not. All right, what was your first question again?
Website, I will keep in touch with you.
Yeah, go on DaveWeinbaum.com, WEINBAUM, where, by the way, I also feature Candace Lanier, who is my engaged girlfriend. Can you have an engaged girlfriend?
Wait a minute. Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
It's kind of weird, isn't it?
That is.
But this gal's been, I talked to her last week on the phone. It's a couple days ago for a half an hour. And, wow. You got to go on my website just to see her picture. Holy cow, is she pretty. Oh, man. But she's young. She's 25 years old.
Yeah.
Okay.
That could be your granddaughter, Dave.
I know that. She's engaged, too, you know, but, man, there's something there. She keeps talking to me every day. She puts actually my picture. If she puts my picture on her website, you know there's something there, don't you?
Well, if she could rearrange the alphabet, she'd put you and I together.
I don't know what that means, but, you know, it sounded really, really strange. But she's, you know, she's really cute, and she's smart.
Yeah.
You know, I talk to her on the phone. She's really brilliant. She writes. She's a writer. She writes for Red State and a bunch of other things. Anyhow, that's my little, what do you call it at this age? It's like,
kind of like puppy love, but it's
not puppy love. I can't say, I gotta meet her first. I've never met her.
You've spoken to her.
She wants me to come out this summer.
Maybe
she's up there in Michigan. Well, I don't know. It's been well over 2 years.
You see the 500-pound guy that looks like me that.
Could well be. I don't know enough. But then again, I mean, she's got a great voice, I'll tell you what. Mm-hmm. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. Sorry about hearing the soap opera that's going on right now. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, Dave, this is John from Salem. You got a great show this morning.
Thanks, buddy.
The only problem is it's only 1 hour a week in the morning. What you and Steve all need to do is have an evening show for an hour, and you'll get a lot of people that can't listen to your show during the daytime. They'll be able to hear it in the evening, and we'll get an extra hour of you guys to inform people.
I want you to call 364-2525 and ask for Mike Thompson and say, I demand that you put Weinbaum on for another hour. I mean, if enough people do that, who knows? Okay? But it ain't looking good right now. So, but thank you for calling. That was very kind of you.
And for those people who do want to catch the show outside of the regular hours, you do put the podcast up on your website.
Me. You know, if you miss a show, God forbid, and we will find you if you do miss a show. We have our own little list, you know. You can go on my website, and we have it on iPod about 3 in the afternoon on Fridays after the show, and you can listen to the whole thing over again or for the first time.
Got about 3 minutes left.
Hi there. 3 minutes. It says
3:27.
Oh, give me a break. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. I cannot believe how fast this show is. Welcome to the show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Lewis, and I'm calling from Bourbon, and I want to agree with the last caller. I love Dave Ramsey and everything, but here, and you got to save more money, you know, 3 or 4 days a week. Well, we know it. Let Dave Ramsey have one day and then put Dave Weinbaum on there the 5 o'clock slot for another day.
What is this? I did not hire you, did
this
I?
This is a grassroots promotion.
You got to call 364-2525 and ask for Mike and demand to hear more Dave Weinbaum, all right? This is very kind.
I'm telling you.
I could not. I could make this stuff up. I need a ego boost, too. I'll tell you what, man. I'll tell you what, my life is sad sometimes.
Probably time for one more caller.
Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Dave. This is Kevin from St. James.
Who? Kevin. Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, I was just wanting to bring up something. This has nothing to do with the national spotlight. This has to do with Missouri itself and the representative, state senator, Dan Brown.
Get quick, buddy.
And House Proposal 30 that he's brought up to do away with prevailing wage jobs for municipalities for working men in the state of Missouri. I think it's the craziest damn thing anybody could have thought of doing. That's just taking money straight out of people's pockets.
All right, I appreciate it, Kev. Have a good weekend, and I'll take one more caller. All right, I can do that, right? Hi there, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. Apparently, you're going to be the last caller today, so make it brief, please. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Leanna Rolla.
Hi, Leanna.
Hi. I think you need to be on there more. I think you need to have more airtime because American people need to know what's going on.
Now, are you the Leanna that kind of works for me?
No, sir. Yes, sir.
She just wants you out of the office more.
All right. Well, that's the only ringer I got in there anyways. But, you know, that's very sweet, Leanna. No, you're not getting a raise.
I know that, but I think they need to be educated. And
no, I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you, dear. Okay. All right, anyways.
Bring it home.
What the heck is it? How much time do I got now?
119.
119. Well, all right, bring it home. I mean, there's so much stuff I didn't touch upon. You know, you got this Arkansas abortion bill, which is the toughest bill in the world now. It was vetoed by the Democratic governor, and now it's put in, it's been overturned, they overturned the veto, and it's if you are in 12 weeks of pregnancy, you cannot get an abortion legally in Arkansas. So that's a big deal right there. You got the, think about the drones situation. And by the way, there should be t-shirts coming out right now. Don't drone me, bro! All right, that's coming soon, I'm sure. But, you know, Judge Napolitano says drones make Cheney and Bush look like Gandhi. All right? And Jesus rolled into one. I mean, this is incredible that this kind of play is taken out. Is that, what is
30
that?
Seconds.
30 seconds. All right. Okay, anyhow, guys, listen, this has been a fun show. All these shows are fun. And, Steve-O, I want to thank you again for your hard work in putting this thing together, all the special spots that he does. Takes time out of his busy schedule. So, you guys, get off your butts. Talk to liberals. Sell them. Don't give up. Never give up. Never let up. You'll never let yourself down. I'll see you next week.
Mid-Missouri's information source is News Radio KTTR-FM St. James Rolla, KTTR-AM Rolla.